Hi, we're conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Would you be so kind as to give us just a few minutes of your time? It's a very short survey.
Who are you with?
I'm with Opinion Survey. We're doing a survey about the city council, Columbus City Council. The election's coming up next month. Would you be so kind
sure.
as to give us a few minutes of your time?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Okay, next, man, yes. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
You said associate's degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Yes?
No.
I'm sorry. My bad. And what is your race? Your race,
white,
black, thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, my bad. And are you registered to vote in Columbus?
Yes.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus, though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Will you definitely not vote? Or have you already voted?
I'm going to be voting, hopefully, if they're open Saturday, I'll.
So you're almost certain to vote, correct?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. And do you plan to vote by mail? You said in person. Early in person?
Early in person.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated, 5 means that you are somewhat motivated? Thank you. Thank you. That's it. Just let me know right away. That way we'll go faster. Now I'd like you to raise how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 5 means that you feel neither warm or nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people or groups, please just let me know. Adrian Hood. Adrian,
I don't know who the candidates are yet. I need to sit down and do some research on them. I'm sorry.
Okay, not a problem. That's okay. Just if you don't know, I just put you never heard of them. You know, when
okay.
you go to vote, you probably know them. But I'm going to have to read them to you because I have to redistrict them. Just let me know that you don't know them. Andrew Ginther.
I am aware of him, but I have not made any decisions on anything yet.
Okay, so 5 minutes that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral. That would do it? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, neutral. How about Luis Gill?
Unknown.
Okay, thank you. How about Nancy Arkauer?
Unknown.
Unknown. Shannon Harden?
Unknown.
Thank you. Emmanuel Remy?
Unknown.
The Columbus City Council. How do you feel about them? The whole City Council. 0 to 10.
Okay, I guess.
Give me a number from 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. Joseph Mattel.
Unknown.
Thank you. Farhan Jetty.
Unknown.
Nick Baxton.
Unknown.
Thank you. Okay, next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing. I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction. Which one? Which one comes, you know, closer to you?
Yeah,
view.
No, I'm just trying to figure out.
Okay, okay, take your time.
I think we need a new direction.
Okay, thank you. And in the November election for mayor of Columbus, if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Joseph Mattel or Andrew Ginther?
I have to do some research, so it's unknown.
Okay, thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Day Alcalor?
I don't know. I have to do some research.
Okay. Now, Fran, we have an undecided here. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jaidi or Nick Baxton?
Unknown.
Okay, thank you.
Undecided.
Okay, no problem. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
No.
Okay. This November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and on a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding $7.7 million for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000. Of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
I don't know. I need to do some research.
Okay. So you're undecided on
that. I'm undecided.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Is that a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I vote for the best candidate.
Okay.
So I don't know how you
But you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
It depends on what's going on. I mean, I'm a middle of the road person.
Okay, so that means you're not a strong Democrat. I only have two answers, a strong or not a strong Democrat. Which are you want me to put? Which one do you prefer to be, so I can write it down? A strong or not
a
strong?
Well, I'm a registered Democrat, so I guess strong.
Okay, thank you. Are you married? I'm married. We almost done. Thank you so much for hanging in there and for your patience. Are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay. Not eligible, too young, not eligible. I don't have an answer for that. It already happened, the 2020 election I'm talking about. Not,
I know, but I'm not going to tell you who I voted for.
Okay. I don't know. I can't continue because it won't let me. I have to have an answer. And so can I put someone else? Will that be okay?
What do you
mean? Because I have Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else, you were too young to vote or did not vote. So if you don't want to tell me, I guess it's someone else, right? If you don't want to tell me the people that I have here, correct?
I'm not responding to that question.
You're not responding to this question. Well, even if it's someone else, you cannot tell me. I mean, you don't have to tell me who it was. Just someone else.
Yeah, I'm not going to respond. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay. Can you give me 1 second, please? I'll have to check with my supervisor to see how I continue. Okay, thank you.
Tony, hurry up, please.
You don't want to answer this. What do I do? 92%. You don't want to answer. She said you don't want to tell me what she wanted.
From whom did you go to 20 for president, or were you not able to vote? Is it under someone else?
I said, can I put someone else? She said,
not able to vote, too young, not registered, etc.
But you said you don't want to tell me what you voted.
I know. So?
Not
or et cetera. It falls under
et cetera. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Okay. We got it. Okay. Hello? Hello? No, I'm gonna do it.